It's being called the Comeback of the Century. I'm DJ Brian, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It is Thursday, March 26th, 2026, and we just heard BTS with Swim. And of course, I just want to say happy birthday to my manager, Mr. Kim Dong-suk. It is his birthday today. All right, so I'm going to dedicate that song to him. I don't know why. I don't want him to swim. But of course, we know Suga is from Busan, and my manager is from Busan as well, so I guess that connects. I don't know why I'm making that connection. Anyways, if you thought K-pop couldn't get any bigger, well, you'd better think again, y'all. BTS held their first concert in nearly 4 years at Kwanghwa Moon Square over this weekend, and they're setting all sorts of new records, not just in K-pop, but for the global music industry as a whole. First off, y'all, it was the first time that a K-pop act has ever performed at Kwanghwa Moon Plaza, a historic location symbolizing the heart of Seoul. So, that was so meaningful in itself. Their new album, Arirang, also set new records in K-pop history by selling over 4 million copies within just 3 days. That's an unprecedented figure in K-pop history. And meanwhile, the live stream of their Kwanghwa Moon concert, BTS, The Comeback Live, Arirang, pulled in a jaw-dropping 18.4 million views on Netflix within just 24 hours. And it didn't stop there. No, it did not. The show went straight to number one on Netflix's non-English series chart and top charts in 24 countries, hitting the top 10 in 80 countries. That's not just global, y'all. That's a global takeover. And here's where it gets wild. Online buzz. Everyone was talking about it. Yes, I watched it too. Content over content. BTS related content racked up 2.62 billion, y'all, impressions in the online world. Hashtags were trending everywhere from the US to India to Argentina. And if that wasn't enough, Netflix is already dropping a behind the scenes documentary called BTS The Return. It's been 4 years, but it feels like, you know, they never left. That's how it feels. That's how it feels to me too, you know. It's been 4 years, but also feels like they've been with us forever. Sorry for the dad joke. Anyways, we have a great song for y'all right now. You're probably thinking, BTS? No, we played that earlier when we opened up, so we can't play another BTS song. We have Ooh-ah with Purple! Hey guys, here's a quick announcement on various ways y'all can tune into our show. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS Kong, KBS World Radio, and KBS World Radio On Air apps. If you're listening to us via podcast, which can be found on our website or through any podcast app, don't forget to subscribe and rate us 5 stars so more listeners can join in on the fun. And just keep in mind that all the songs are cut out for copyright reasons on podcasts. Also, remember to subscribe and like our YouTube channel, KBS World English. The channel provides 24-hour streaming of all your favorite KBS World Radio programs like KPC, as well as all the shorts featuring all the behind-the-scenes action going on here. So check it out and be in the know. And meanwhile, for all listeners in Malaysia, you guys can enjoy KBS World Radio programs on Malaysia's Astro Radio. Just make sure to download the SYOK Shock app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour non-stop streaming. And for more information, come visit our website world.kbs.co.kr or our gram at KBS K-pop. While you're there, don't forget to post up your song requests, comments, and your answers to our Y2C question of the week for a chance to win a prize. Now, back to our show. And let's get ready for more music. We got Crush with Nappa. And then we have Ho C from 17 with Baby Honey, Agi Jagi. Would you like a coffee or tea? That's right. Take a break from whatever you're doing and listen to me because I have all the coffee and tea that you need right now. I'll be your natural caffeine if you need to pick me up. So, a lot of you might have wanted to drop everything to fly to Seoul for BTS's comeback concert. or travel to where your K-pop biases will be in the upcoming months. But speaking of flights, it sounds like we'll have a hard time, of course, booking them for the time being, at least at a reasonable price. That's because airfares are expected to jump significantly thanks to rising fuel surcharges. Now, according to the airline industry, global jet fuel prices have surged, partly due to Middle East tensions, and the weaker Korean won isn't helping either, y'all. That means airlines are passing the cost on to passengers. For example, one of Korea's major airliners is set to, you know, more than triple its fuel surcharge, y'all. Triple! Right now, you might pay anywhere from about 14,000 to 78,000 won one way. But starting next month, that could jump to as high as 251,000 won depending on distance. That is a huge deal. Do you see what I did there? That was a black pink sound. Deal. Jump right there. Huge jump. So, what does that mean for travelers? Well, your ticket might look normal at first glance until you see the final price, because those fuel charges, they sneak in at the end. So if you've been thinking about booking that spring getaway to see the flowers or your favorite star in action, until your wallet explodes because you had spent so much money, now might be the time to lock it in before your fuel prices send your travel budget flying even higher. And then you realize, I'm broke as a joke. I can't travel. Yes, that's reality, y'all. Reality makes you want to cry. But here's reality. We have great music instead. We have Rise with Fly Up and Le Sserafim with Come Over. Your two cents. That is right. It is time for your two cents. And you know, we love to connect with our listeners and hear the wonderful, crazy, quirky answers that you guys have probably sent in. And this is where I get to, you know, read them out loud from a weekly question posted on our gram. And this is a chance for you to win a prize. And we received a lot of responses from our Y2C last week. The question, of course, which was, what is your favorite K-pop spring anthem? Which songs remind you of the springtime? Since it is peak springtime, we're going to devote one more week to reading them out. Of course, even today in Korea, it's warm. I had to take my cardigan off because it's hot in the studio as well. We're in this coolest studio room at KBS, and I'm still hot. It is warm in here. And so we need music to get us even warmer. It's getting hot in here. So we need to ask you for your favorite summer anthems as well. So we're going to start right now with at Anina Korea. Hello, DJ Brian. I want to listen to IU's Song 8. This song reminds me of my spring trip adventure in Seoul. Korea's spring season is so beautiful and bright, and it always felt like I entered a beautiful dream. I dreamed the dream that I was in Seoul. But you're not right now, right? I'm assuming? I don't know, because you said your spring trip adventure in Seoul. Wherever you are, I hope it is not cold. I hope it's not too hot either. And I hope the song, you know, motivates you to come back to Korea soon. Yes. So this is IU featuring BTS's very own Suga or August D with 8. We just heard IU with Suga in a song called 8. Now we're going to move on with more Y2C answers. And this one is from Anthony McMenamin. Wow. Creative name. Oh, cool name. If that's your real name, that's cool. All right. Your Y2C is 10cm 봄이 좋냐. I got confused for the answer because usually people answer that short when it's requests and responses. But I was like, wait, Y2C? Why is it just a song title? Now, of course, because the question was, what is your favorite K-pop spring anthem? That's why I was confused. We had a lot of people. We had a lot of listeners picking this song. And this one was a popular one during spring, especially for those who, you know, are sick of seeing all those lovey-dovey couples, of course. I'm one of those people, too. My thing is, you know, I always joke around and say love don't exist. But my thing is, you know, those who are in love, those who are, you know, in a relationship right now, you know, good for you. you know, you found your life partner or your current partner that makes you happy, that makes you feel good inside, you know, and I'm happy for you. But, you know, I feel like those certain things that you could do behind closed doors or in your house, in your private space, you know, respect and show respect for the people that you don't need to, you know, smooch in public to the point where, you know, it's a little, you know, there's some fine lines. You don't be doing that. Holding hands, cool. Cuddling, cool. But, you know, there are certain things that we don't need to be doing in public to share with the world that doesn't need to be shared. And those are the lovey-dovey couples that kind of make me go, ugh, during the springtime. Yeah, so, yeah. 봄이 좋냐 is the Y2C song that you chose. Now, the next one is from Aparna Chatterjee. Spring in South Korea always feels magical to me. As cherry blossoms bloom, I think of soft melodies like Spring Day by BTS, reminding me of warmth after cold days. The fresh air carries a cheerful vibe of Bloom Bloom by the boys, making everything feel alive again. Walking under pink petals, I imagine love stories beginning just like in K-dramas. Spring is not just a season, it's a feeling of hope, new beginnings, and gentle happiness blooming in every heart. Very well described. Yes, the description that you just said was very well put. I liked it. Yes, it was almost very poetic. So good on you, Aparna. So right now we're going to play the two songs, the two spring anthems that you guys chose. First up, 10cm with What the Spring, 봄이 좋냐? And then The Boys with Bloom Bloom. All right, that was The Boys with Bloom Bloom. And we're going to get more answers from people right now for your spring anthems. Moving on. At KC99. This one reminds me of the first semester in college, my first, very first spring on campus. Number One by 2개월. Now, for those of you guys who didn't know or didn't go to school in Korea, the school year starts in March in South Korea, which is different from the States, of course. So the beginning of the school year coincides with the beginning of spring. Yes. You know, most people in America, schools start toward the end of summer. But here it starts the beginning of spring, which I'm kind of jealous of. Actually, no. You know, sometimes I wish, you know, I'm actually glad it ends at the end of summer. Because, you know, you're done hanging out with your friends, going to the beach and stuff like that, you know. And then right when fall hits, you can just like mellow out and go back to school. But it's also what you're used to from whatever country you grew up in. All right, we're going to get to the last answer for today for our Y2C, and it is from Mizan Nur Rahman from the Book of Faces, Before Our Spring by Jonghyun. Okay. Yes, that's their answer for today's Y2C, which was, what is your favorite spring anthem? Which is a beautiful number. It was written and composed by the artist himself, and I am sure a lot of fans miss him a lot. Yes, may he rest in peace. And may his song actually bring all of you guys peace today. And of course, remind you, spring is in the air. It is knocking on your door. And that's going to wrap up our segment, but it doesn't mean it's over yet because we still have a winner to announce. So don't go anywhere. Here's 2개월 with Number One and 종현 with Before Our Spring, 우린 봄이 오기 전에. All right, that was 종현 with Before Our Spring, 우린 봄이 오기 전에. And now it's time to announce today's winner, and today's winner for our weekly Y2C is Anthony McMenamin! Congratulations, Anthony, and if you're tuning in right now, let us know your mailing address by sending it to our email, kpop@kbs.co.kr, and we're going to send you a prize. But don't forget to include your ID, your gram handle, your message board ID, or your email, including the date that you've won. It makes it that much easier to find you. And remember, guys, you can find out if you've won or not by checking out our playlist at world.kbs.co.kr. Scroll your mouse to the purple radio on the top right-hand corner on our website, and you'll see K-Pop Connection in a list of programs on the pop-up window. Click on the link to enter our page, and you'll see the playlist tab, and the winners are always on our Wednesday and Thursday playlist. And now, we got more music for you beautiful people. We got A-Pink with Love Me More and Red Velvet with Would You? Alrighty, it is time to wrap up our show. I know you're sad, but you know, we're on all week, so don't be too sad. But we do have a great song taking us out by Lucy called Flowering Kewa. Our producer is Cherong Kwan. Our writer is Karen Choi. I'm Brian Jude. This has been K-Pop Connection, and you may disconnect now.